Good afternoon, everyone, or good morning. Depends on the time you're going to tune in. Matt here.
And Claudia.
Welcome to another episode of the Road to Financial Freedom / CBD Education. We want to talk today about anxiety, dealing with anxiety in 2020.
Yeah, let's put it that way.
Even though it's not our first nor last episode on that topic, we want to share with you, since we think this is the climax, the peak of this great year, which is 2020, another decade, beginning of the next decade, and we wanted to share with you. And I'll begin by saying that I just finished reading the book Autobiography by Dalai Lama, and it's titled The Freedom in Exile.
Yes.
And he describes pretty much in detail the happenings in 60s and 50s and 70s in Tibet and his country, and it was pretty devastating, pretty depressing time. He had to leave his country for years, and it also reminded me on Poland, which is a country we're from. Mm-hmm. Poland disappeared from the map for 123 years. We got back on the map in 1918, and 20 years later, you know what happened, and World War II came, and we were gone pretty much for another, actually 30, 40 years, because we didn't get our full independence until the 90s. So that means that 123 years, we were not allowed to
speak Polish,
go to Polish school, etc., talk about Polish history. And this is like three or four generations.
Yeah.
And we are still...
Our grandparents,
right?
Great-grandparents remember.
They all remember, and we are still speaking Polish. The country is growing, and it's possible because there were certain people that kept us together, and we were still having this pride and know the identity, the certainty that we are Polish, not Russian or not German. And this is really important, because when you read something like that, maybe the book by Viktor Frankl, which we highly recommend to reading this book.
Oh yeah, it's a
Man Searching for Meaning.
Great, great story.
People went through hell, and this time we are going through our adversity right now, and it's a tough time for everyone, and we feel full compassion for everyone who's suffering right now. It's pretty tough time, but we cannot fight it back with doing the same thing. We have to find our way to really reduce anxiety and stress and focus on building a better life, optimize our days. And I think this is the most important thing. And if we all do this, we'll create a better place. And that's why we came up with this podcast, with this episode. So first thing, how do you deal with stress? Like, how often? So
before I start, I just want to ask if it was only me and we were talking with Matthew that before 2020 started, it was like end of 2019, we were like going over the year. It was 2019 was a great year for us because we got married and a lot of good things happened to us that will define our future. But we were so excited for that 2020. We were talking about that it's going to be like the next step, that it's going to be our year, that we're going to do this, and then here we are 5 months in, and it's completely not the way we planned to go. So, you asked me how I deal with my anxiety and stress. First of all, I am fully aware what causes my anxiety, and today I'm reading right now a book called Atomic Habits, and in the book he says that you can't say that, for example, you're nervous. So don't say I'm nervous, say I forgot how he said it right now, but say that I am excited about what I'm going through right now, because that gets me like motivation to get my problem solved, for
yep.
example.
If that problem, you can see it as an enemy. Dalai Lama was talking in his book that the enemy might be the best teacher, And this is the same problem, because your biggest problem, whatever it is in the business life, whatever, relationship, your biggest problem might become your best teacher, because you're going to learn from it the best. And you're going to make sure that you won't make the same mistake again. And anxiety and stress is perfectly what you are talking about, the book Atomic Habits, because I think anxiety and stress might become a habit for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
for sure.
In order to change a habit, the best way is to unlearn the current habit.
The bad habit.
And learn a new habit.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is.
Or relearn a different way. And there's a few cool things that I found in this book. Like, we allocate the habit to a location. Can you talk about it?
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
So it is. So first of all, I really recommend this book. But for example, if you want to, well, we are used to doing and allocating the habits to a place. So for example, you wake up, you go to the kitchen in the morning, and you know that you're going to make yourself a coffee or tea. Then you grab a book and you're going to go to sit in your favorite chair or sofa or wherever you read your book, and you allocate your habit with the location. So if you want to, for example, change the habit and unlearn, you have to stop going to that place. For example, if you want to learn a new habit, you have to go to a new place with that new habit. So it's really tricky. I mean, it's not tricky. It's like common sense, but it really works. So it works.
Okay. Yeah, I found it really interesting. I wanted to mention that today, because I believe, like I said, that building better habits will definitely have a huge impact on changing your, or helping you with anxiety and stress.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a habit of certain meeting the same people over and over again.
Oh yeah.
And then they cause
being
anxiety.
Being in the environment.
I have it. Like, there are certain people that when I'm around, I know that it's not going to end up well for me, and I'm going to get anxiety and stress, and I don't want it. So you have to somehow avoid those people. And if that is your boss, or that is the place that you call work, then obviously you are answering, giving yourself an answer. Like, if you're if you have huge stress and anxiety going to work, then just think about how many days you got left here.
Exactly. You only have one life.
On this earth and change it. You know, there's always a way, especially now. There's always an alternative that you can do.
That's true, but I think a lot of people, for example, even, you know, your mom, is that she thinks that there's no other way. So she has to do this way because she's afraid that if she changes something, it's going to be a disaster. And she doesn't have much more time or whatever to figure out a new way. And that's what's happening with almost everyone, that we are afraid of change. Because, why? Because you're getting out of your comfort zone. And if you're in your comfort zone all the time, you are not learning. You're not going to the next level, and you're not fulfilling your life potential to the 200%.
Yep, absolutely. I actually finished watching a video today about this, the getting out of the comfort zone. And I know you hear it all the time, but that's really working. And I would say also, to deal with anxiety and stress, you have to believe that it is possible to not stress out. Or sometimes, you know, you stress out because something bad happened to you and you didn't have really, it wasn't under your control.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get anxiety and stress for the same things
over
like,
and over
maybe
again,
watching news may cause stress and anxiety, then this is something definitely that you can have control over, and you can change that. So you have to believe that it is possible to reduce your anxiety, and there's a lot of ways that you can do it, and we're gonna name a few right now. How that's a beautiful car, yes. We love
we'll
cars
see.
And there's a few ways that you can do. One of them is breathing is working. And sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but when someone is like breathing really deeply, and then, you know, exhaling also like real for over a few seconds, you think that they are, I don't know, right away, they, you think they're pissed or
they have problems with
you, they don't like you, like, you have it in relationship. Like, how do you respond when your husband or wife is doing like this? Yeah. You know, I don't know if you can hear it on the audio right now, but, you know, really breathing in or breathing fast. But this, I found it, it's helping me. And there's like technique, one of them is called 4-7-8 technique, where you breathe in, inhale for 4 seconds, you hold it for 7 seconds, you hold the breath for 7 seconds,
and you
exhale for 8 seconds.
I made a post about it today, so you can check it out.
And I will make the video right now too, because it's so interesting. And people, like, a lot of people don't know about it. I found about it in one of the recent books that I read. You know, right now I'm on a mission to read 150 books this year, and I'm probably close to 70 right now. It's June, so a little bit more than half. Yeah, so around 70 books. And I found it in this book, A Whole New Mind, I believe was the book, the title of the book. So what is happening when you do this technique? You are focusing on the breath, mm-hmm. and you're focusing on counting. Mm-hmm. And that is taking your attention away from the problem, the anxiety, or anything. If this is a problem, you have to solve the problem. And believe me, trust me here, 100%, you will not be really a good problem solver if you focus only on the problem and the stress it's causing, rather than focusing on the solution. That's what you have to find, focus on, right? If you play chess, whatever, if you are an athlete, you have to focus on the win. You have to be the winner. You have to focus on what is important, not on how do I prevent something from happening? How do I not get stressed? How do I not get anxiety? And when you constantly repeat in your mind, how do I don't, you know, get anxiety and stress, your mind, your subconscious mind, your part of the brain, there's two left and right part of the brain, but there's also, when you study the brain, you find out there's actually something that is happening when you are getting stress and anxiety. And this is not healthy for you.
And so, yeah, I just want
to just let me finish before I forget the thought. So there is something actually happening in your brain that is, you can even keep track of that. So if you repeat that, your brain is not, does not understand don't or do. So you have to change your focus, because your brain will not understand the language you're talking to them. So if you constantly, for yourself only, repeat, I don't want to get anxiety, I don't want to get anxiety, your brain might understand it as, I want anxiety, or just the word anxiety, and that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's true. And I just wanted to say that in this moment, I do recommend the book called The Secret, and you will understand what Matthew was talking about. But your mind does not understand the negative.
Exactly.
Just the word.
And there's a lot of science behind it. I'm really passionate about brain and how it works, and I'm learning as much as possible. So I'm reading a lot of books on that too, like neuroscience, neurolinguistic programming, and what is actually happening in our brain. And we live in the times where we can test everything. We can, you know, connect us to the device and then read what is causing, you know, our neurotransmitters to work and to fire. And neurons that fire together,
wire together.
So there is definitely something into breathing, and I highly encourage you to do so. There is also an app called Balance, and this is a guided meditation, and I say it on all social media platforms. If you don't like this app, then choose a different app. But Balance app, it's a 5 to 15 minutes, you can choose it. Guided meditation, and you don't have to always do a guided meditation, but hearing a voice and really closing down your thoughts and focusing on what you're being told, and then practicing it, it's really helpful to jumpstart your meditation and make it a habit, because they keep track of your minutes, they keep track of many things, and they ask you what you've learned this week and make sure that they send you reminders, notifications.
Yeah, plus I think Balance, because of what's happening in 2020 so far, they did their app.
They were giving away free membership. I don't know if they still do it. You can check it out.
Okay.
But definitely highly recommend some guided meditation, something that will hold you accountable for it, because it's about building a good habit. Another thing is, if you want to also jumpstart your meditation, we are giving away a free ebook. So send me a message if you're interested, and we'll send it to you. The basics about meditation, how to start. Claudia and I are learning constantly about meditation because we find it fascinating.
And everyone has a different understanding about meditation. Meditation can be just closing your eyes, I don't know, in your bed before you go to sleep and getting your thoughts together. Meditation can be going up a hill and being closer to whatever spirit you believe in and just like praying or something. It can be also just closing your eyes and dancing, listening to your music, because you want to get into that optimal state where you are focused and you want to move on with your day or
exactly
getting ready to sleep.
And to wrap it up, there is also some tools that you can use to manage your stress and anxiety, and you probably heard about it, and this is what we educate people about, so that's why we're gonna mention it as the last thing. CBD helps with anxiety, and there's science behind it, and that science pretty much is the endocannabinoid system that has receptors. It's a networking system in our bodies, mm-hmm. and pets also have it, and we have receptors in our brain and our nervous system. So what it does, it is allowing your body to really control your nervous system, and CBD complements your nervous complements that endocannabinoid system, so it sends better messages, if this makes this mm-hmm. is a good analogy. It sends better messages so your body can relax and really reduce that cortisol levels in your body, so you are focusing on the right thing.
And you're not panicking.
And definitely those few things will help. I also like to read when I'm stressed out, because reading takes me away, and sometimes you get too many thoughts and you cannot focus on reading. But then just talk to yourself that you are a good reader, you're a speed reader, you know how to read, you want to read more because this book is helping you. So grab a good book and read. You can do practice breathing and deep breathing, especially because deep breathing, especially controlled breathing, that's how it's called, the term for it, helps you to focus on that breathing, not on the stress and anxiety. And also you can feel free to use CBD because CBD has no side effects, and it is definitely helping your body to stress less, reduce mm-hmm. anxiety, and optimize your day, optimize your night, and also your sleep. Because sleep, maybe that's a bonus, let's call it a bonus, because sleep will also help you with anxiety. Obviously, it's like a vicious
cycle.
Actually,
I think sleep helps you with everything. It helps you with anxiety, stress, with your pain, headaches, whatever aches else
yes.
you have.
But
everything.
You have to optimize your stress so you can fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then let your body stay asleep. So this is like a vicious cycle, and believe me, there is a way out of this vicious cycle. You just have to work your way out of it.
Plus, you want to want it. You really
yep.
want to
believe and want it.
Feel it.
Because if you don't want it, as soon as you give me like, if you listen to it and then you start giving yourself like reasons not to, it's not gonna work for me because I'm this, and
then it doesn't. That means that you don't want it and you don't want to change anything.
Yes, like if you are constantly telling yourself reasons not to or why not to, that's gonna happen. Like, it's fine, it's not for everyone, but then ask yourself a better question. How can I do it? How can I start it right now? How can I get motivated with what I've just heard and go and do it? Like,
they
reduce,
have to implement it. You hear something,
sit down
and
for 5 minutes, exactly,
do it,
just go and do it. So that's our message for today. Go and crush your day, crush your path. Do optimize your day, do optimize your stress levels, lower them so you can enjoy every single day.
Yes.
And if you have any questions, you can find us on any social media pretty much. As of right now, we are constantly putting content on Instagram. We have Facebook groups, but the best way to find us is Instagram. And we have also a YouTube channel that we're growing right now. So get in touch, let's connect, and we are wishing you not too stress, not too much stress in your life, and hopefully
and create better days.
Create your better days, CBT.
See you guys.